The village board has to set a date in January for a referendum on the community future. State Conference of Mayors General Counsel Wade Beltramo says that's one of the few certain things in the whole discussion. After that, it depends on what the voters in DePew decide. If they vote dissolution down, there can't be another try for 4 years. If it's approved, it becomes a passage through foggy waters moving toward dissolution, unless voters change their mind in another vote. Beltramo says residents have to pick apart every aspect of what the village does now, citing police as an example.
It's not just a matter of having police. It's what? It's response time, right? And it's... It's response time, it's patrols, like the number of people on patrol at any given time. And so you have to think about those things. You can't just say, well, we'll have police if the village dissolves. It's like, well, what's the service going to be?
Beltramo says this dissolution process is more complicated than most because the village is in both Chickawauga and Lancaster, and each town might handle the situation differently, which it's entitled to do. Savings from dissolving the village aren't clear, since loans to the village will have to be paid back, and they would have to be paid by residents within the now current boundaries of DePew, even if the village no longer exists. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.